Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Ben, I wanted to ask you, your dog, Holly. Holly, yeah. Have you been able to teach Holly any new tricks lately?
Any new tricks?
Does she know any? Does Holly she know?
I don't know if it's tricks. I mean, she's got a personality, that's for sure.
Does she know? Does she listen to you? Does she know how to do, you know, some basic commands?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's very intelligent.
Well, tell us. Tell us, how intelligent is she?
Well, let's see. One of the cool things she does, and I don't even really remember teaching her this, but she does it. I can put food in her bowl. You know how most dogs, you get anywhere near food, dude, they're all over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I can put food in her bowl and just hold it in my hand, and she'll submissively just lay down until I set it on the floor. And then she'll look at me and wait for me to let her know that it's okay to eat.
Wow.
She will not go near that food until I tell her, okay, go eat.
That's impressive.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Very good.
Very obedient dog. That's just one of the many things she knows how to do.
Oh, one of many things. Chris, that's
pretty
good.
You know, I went over there the other day, and he had his gates wide open.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
And Holly's just running around the yard, and she will not leave the yard.
Nope.
She'll stay present. She'll stay on
right,
the property.
Yep. Yep. She'll sit right there in front of it with this big open hole.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I got two big holes in my fence.
Well, we're going
to
bring that part
further
up.
Down, but we'll, you know, I got to get to that later. But anyway.
Yeah.
I can even leave the yard, walk down the street, and she'll stay in the yard. She will not chase me.
Yep. That's a pretty smart dog.
Very smart.
Very smart. I thought my dog was pretty smart.
What, your dog?
Yeah.
Diesel?
I thought my dog.
Are you talking about Diesel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought. He does yap quite often, and...
Isn't he the one that runs out of the house and runs down the street and won't come back when you call him? Is this the same dog?
Are you talking about my
is he the one that drags you down the street with his leash? Who's walking who?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I know you say that Holly is smart and everything, but can Holly drive a car?
I haven't taught her that one yet.
No. Well, I'm kind of setting you up. Would you be surprised to know that there's a dog trainer in New Zealand that has trained a dog to drive?
Come on.
I am serious.
Are you serious?
Now, I know you thought Holly was pretty bad there. I was setting you up there. I was setting you up. But Holly doesn't drive yet. When you get Holly driving, we're going to talk. There's this in New Zealand. There's this animal trainer. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Who has taught three dogs how to drive.
Three. Do we have video footage of this?
We do have video.
Oh my goodness.
Very interesting. We do have video. This is not a joke.
Okay.
And one of the reasons he did this was to bring in, you know, awareness to dogs that have been put in abandoned, dogs that were rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't take some of the most smartest dogs. I will say that a Doberman Pinscher like Diesel's, you know, one of the top smartest dogs there, but since you tried to clown on my dog, but he might have got hurt in his head or something. I don't know.
Skip a generation.
Thank you, Chris. But he participates.
He's got jokes, man.
He had jokes, but they want to just take rescue average dogs or abandoned dogs that people thought they were, you know, just, you know, rejected type of thing. And teach them. And what they did, they spent months in a training. They had a fake car, a driver's seat, steering wheel, gas pedal. They even had to modify the car now.
Mm-hmm.
They had to modify the car to bring the gas and the brake. The dog shifts gears.
Shifts gears? With like a clutch?
Yeah, you see him shifting.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's absolutely
amazing.
How
do they shift gears? You have to push a button.
You see the dog pressing all of these buttons. I mean, you got to watch this. Hopefully, we can make this available on the torch. Let's make this available on the torch. But they spent time. Then they finally took the dog out in a real car. Now, of course, there's this person sitting on the other seat, and it is helping the dog steer a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. but the dog is for all intents and purposes. I mean, you got to see this in the dog.
Oh my goodness.
Knows how to start the car, sits comfortably in the car, and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And he wanted to just to show that, hey, listen, don't give up on these abandoned dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't want to take one of the smartest dogs. He took any old, you know, dog that's out there. And it just kind of reminded me that there's a lot of us that were abandoned. You know what I'm saying? I was abandoned. I was a rescue dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just encouraging to know that, look, it's not just dogs. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there that have been abandoned. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Most people, they say they don't want, you know, a lot of people have, there's a stigmatism with an abandoned dog, rescue dogs. I don't want one of those. Someone abandoned that dog. Well, let me tell you something. You may have been abandoned by many people, you know, and there may be a stigmatism on your life and from the world of what others have judged you. But let me tell you something. This is what the Word of God says, that if any man be in Christ, this is 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And you know what? No matter what the world or no matter what people may have labeled you or put on you, listen, God can take your mess and make it your message. Mm. You know, he can take you from wherever you have been and use you to do great and mighty things for him. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. You know, the lie of the enemy has a lot of people deceived these days just thinking that they have nothing to offer anymore, that they have messed up way too much, that there's no way that they can come out of this. This was the big one. But you know what? When we give our lives to God, man, God can do anything with your life. I mean, we're proof positive right now.
Amen.
We're proof positive right now that God can do anything with a surrendered life given to him.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm proof positive.
I think we are proof positive.
If you only knew where I come from.
did you want to tell us right now?
That's all right. We don't have time for that story.
Chris, we can make time one day. We can do that.
I think we can do that.
Maybe we'll do that this week. Right. But it's just beautiful. It's just, I thought that was just a funny, interesting story, but it just kind of reminded me, like, thinking, wow, the things that you can train a dog, you know what I'm saying?
It's yeah,
like,
right.
They were abandoned. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Just many people today are abandoned.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Over the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.